From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. It appears federal funding for the U.S. government agencies has ended and the government is shut down. This comes after the U.S. Senate was not able to get enough votes to endorse a House of Representatives plan for a way to move forward in approving the U.S. federal budget. However, the leaders of the Senate had not officially closed the vote by the government shutdown deadline, so some sort of deal or revote delay might be afoot, according to observers. The budget negotiations among lawmakers and President Trump have been highlighted by the government program to keep insurance for children funded and a program known as DACA, through which 700,000 immigrants who were brought illegally to the U.S. as children could be prevented from being deported. President Trump and congressional Republicans have been blaming the Democrats for the government shutdown issue. Democrats reject that. Trump opponents say his intransigence is the reason for the government shutdown. The U.S. government has shut down before, including a 2013 event in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. The shutdown lasted 16 days and furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Also in the news, the United States High Court, the Supreme Court, has signaled that it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from eight countries, six of them majority Muslim. And Tanzania has temporarily stopped registration of foreign ships following the seizure of five Tanzanian flagships carrying illegal cargo. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's national defense strategy, one that emphasizes expanding the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. Mattis says terrorism remains a concern for the United States despite the fall of Islamic State's caliphate in both Iraq and Syria. The document also accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors while building and militarizing fake islands in the South China Sea. It claims Russia violates neighboring borders and seeks to shatter the NATO alliance. Mattis called out rogue regimes such as North Korea and Iran for continuing actions that threaten regional and global stability. An update now on the U.S. government shutdown. I have been passed a note. It is officially on. The U.S. government has been shut down for approximately 3 minutes at this hour. Pope Paul is in Peru after a visit to Chile that left many Catholics there confused and angry. At issue is the Pope's answer to a question about a bishop accused in the country's child sex abuse scandal. Reuters' Rob Muir reports that the Pope said there is no evidence Bishop Juan Barros tried to cover up the scandal.
The Pope appointed Bishop Barros in 2015 to head the small diocese of Osorno in south central Chile. This despite the allegations against him. Barros is accused of protecting his former mentor, Father Fernando Caradima, who was found guilty in a Vatican investigation in 2011 of abusing teenage boys over many years going back to the 1980s. Caradima has denied the allegations. Barros says he was unaware of any wrongdoing. And while the Pope has apologized to victims of sexual abuse by priests in Chile, for many Catholics, his defense of Bishop Barros only serves to keep the scandal alive.
Reuters' Rob Muir. Surrounded by activists at the White House, President Trump addressed the 45th annual March for Life anti-abortion event in Washington.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
That is U.S. President Donald Trump. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.